You're listening to a special episode of Question Everything on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What does it take to start your own restaurant? Let's find out with today's guest, Joy Noombukpa. Welcome to another episode of Question Everything, where we connect young leaders with experts in entrepreneurship, publishing, and design. I'm your host, Carly Sotis, and today I'm speaking with Joy Noombukpa, who is the founder of Tamarind Restaurant and Cooking School here in Long Prabang. Now, Joy grew up in a village a few hours outside of the city, where he learned to cook with food that he collected from the forest and helped his father farm in the rice fields. So today, Joy is going to be teaching us about Lao culture, farming practices, and he's going to be showing us how to make three traditional Lao dishes. We're going to start with sticky rice and gel paste.
We can make one, which is the Luang Pembang stew with the dry meat. Then we can cook some stir-fry young pumpkin with the kaffir lamb and ginger.
So we've got a full table of ingredients here, and there's so many different colors. I was wondering if you could tell us more about some of the vegetables that we have in front of us.
So we got some sawtooth, coriander. Yeah, and this one in Laos we call pak hat. So this one, we don't farm anything, so mostly we get along the riverbank. And when you eat this one, it tastes a bit more like Sichuan pepper. So it makes your mouth numb and tingling. And we got some mak tua, which is the family of beans. And this one in Laos, we call bao siu liu, which is we get from the forest once a year. And the leaf, we usually eat with the stew and with the barbecue meat. And the leaf, it tastes a bit more like a kaffir lamb, and the green one, it tastes a bit more like a green pepper. And we got some dill, which is in Asia, in Laos, the dill we use a lot for cooking. Yeah, we use a lot everything. And we got some pak tam ling. It looks like an ivy leaf. Actually, the texture is similar to morning glory or spinach. And we got some young pumpkin and the eggplant, the purple eggplant we use for the stew. And we got some eggplant peas. Yeah, this one has a little bit of bitter flavor. So in Laos, lots of the Lao food, we eat more bitter flavor. About 60% of Lao food, we eat bitter. So they believe that anti-malaria or dengue fever. And also lots of the Lao food, we eat more strong flavor, more salty and more sour. And spicy, Lao food not so spicy, but most people in here, we eat chili. So we've got some cloudy mushroom or monkey ears.
And the texture of the mushroom is quite interesting. This isn't like any mushroom I've seen before. Where are these grown?
They're grown on the in the wood, you know, the rotten wood that along the river. So they go more like a fungus. Yeah. And you can eat raw or cook with it. And over here, we got some, we call maisakan, which is the pepper wood or chili wood. This one you can get mostly in the north of Laos, mostly based in Luang Prabang. So we use for cooking, when we cook it, we eat the outside. Inside, we just chew together flavor. So the flavor is quite unusual in texture. But when you put into the stew, doesn't add the flavor. But when you eat itself, it's quite strong flavor.
And then on this plate over here,
we got some lemongrass. So lemongrass that we use quite a lot in Lao cooking. Yeah, and we got some garlic and the kaffir lamb. And the chili, we got the different kind of chili. We got some small ones, quite hot. And we got some normal green pepper.
And does the spiciness of a chili depend on the color or on the size?
It depends on the size. So for the chili, the firm meat is hotter. But more, so the green chili is a little bit hotter than the red one. So for the chili, the riper it is more sweeter, but hot lasts longer. But the green one, when you cook it, it has add more flavor than the red one. So usually in Laos, when we cook, we don't use much with the red one because the red one doesn't add much of flavor. But most Lao people, we just use for eating. That if you like something that's spicy.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome back to Question Everything on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Today we're joining you all the way from Luang Prabang, Laos, where we're in the kitchen with an amazing chef named Joy, who's the founder and head chef of a restaurant called Tamarind here in Luang Prabang. And today we're getting a special cooking class where we're learning how to make some traditional Lao food. So what are we going to need for the first dish that we're going to be making?
Okay, so we need some fish inside. So we need half of it. So we have 4-5 pieces in. A bit of herb in, yeah. So when you see the thing wrapped into a bar, nana leaf in the market, in Laos or Thailand, shape, the color, it tells the different thing inside. When they look like this with the fresh leaves, mostly noodle or purple sticky rice, look like this, the leaf that cook. You need to ask what's inside.
I've always wondered that. Sometimes I will go to the market and I'll get something that's wrapped in a banana leaf, and I've been very surprised. Sometimes, I think the first time I had something, it was very sweet. And yeah. So I got something else thinking it would be the same because it was wrapped in the banana leaf.
Yeah, you can tell that if the leaf that cook means food inside. So the leaf green like this means that there's sweet thing or noodle inside. But with the leaf that... like a yellow, browny color, means got the food inside. But if you see along the shop, along the street, sometimes wrapped into the banana leaf about this long, means pork inside. So bamboo string here, you just put it tight like that. So with your left hand like that, you just twist in together.
So we've got a bamboo string
To hold it together. So bamboo is very useful. Then we need one more string to do cloth over, so the bamboo doesn't come off. So we do more like a gift pack kind of thing. Then put into the bamboo basket. So the basket, we have one for sticky rice, one for the meat.
So I've got two different banana leaves, and they're about 8.5 by 11, I'd say. So I want to stack them on top of each other. And we're going to get out our fish that has been marinating and just add it on. Do I want to finish this off?
Yeah, finish this.
Got lots of nice pieces of fish here. And then I'm going to take the leaf and fold it in half in the middle.
Yeah, you hold it up on top. And from the end, you push it up in the middle.
So I'm going to take the sides and push it up. There. I'm doing it wrong.
And you put your left hand here to stop the bamboo break the leaf. Yeah, then you make a knot, tuck it in here.
I'm going to get it nice and tight so that we can put it in the bamboo steamer.
Yep.
And let it cook for about 15 minutes.
15 minutes, yeah, because we don't have much fish. And for the fish, when you smell the herbs, means ready. The leaf will change color a little bit. But if you cook with the chicken and duck, we need completely, the fish doesn't take long to cook. So we leave this one cooking. Now we're going to make a stew. Just an all lamb. Usually we do with the dry meat.
And what will we be cooking with today?
With pork. So the pork here, they salt it, then they smoke, then dry in the sun. So when you cook with this, it's quite a smoky, strong flavor.
Mm.
So in Laos, before we don't have a fridge, lots of people ferment or to dry to keep last longer and don't sort of get stronger flavor.
We have a good sized pot here. We're going to fill it with some water.
So we need about at least over 2 cups in here. Usually we put MSG in, or some people, they when Evasyam, when we make this to get the flavor, we have salt and we have the bones that you barbecue first, put in the sun. Or you put the bones in there, cook for longer to get the flavor. So you've got some green and the red chili.
So your chili is used in almost every dish?
Every day, but not much. No, just a little bit in. And the lemongrass. So lemongrass, we're going to bash it to release the flavor. Lemongrass, when you cook with it, they're a bit messy. You twist and you make a knot. So when after you cook it, you can take it out. Okay, so we're going to need some eggplant.
And how do we want to cut the eggplant?
This one we cut into wedges. When the eggplant is cooked, we can take the eggplant off, then put into mortar to the paste that we put inside for thickening.
So far we have some garlic, we have about 2 chili peppers.
Yeah, and the eggplant.
We've got 1 eggplant cut into wedges, and then the lemongrass, which we've crushed and twisted into a knot. And
so
now we're adding...
Eggplant piece. So this one has a little bit of bitter flavor.
And can you eat them when they're raw as well?
You can, yeah, it's quite a different flavor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And got some beans. You can put the French beans in. So basically we just dump everything inside. Now we're going to put pepper wood. So this one is not a tree, it's more like a vine. Get the skin off.
And you said that the skin is thrown away or used?
So this one is thrown away, but we use the inside bit.
Inside.
This is not the own skin.
It almost has a spicy chai-like flavor. And what is this called again?
We call it maisakan.
Maisakan.
Usually we eat the bark, and after you cook it, see the white stuff, what can pop, then you eat this bit, but you don't eat this one, but you eat the white stuff. So I'm going to put some meat in.
Some meat? So we have pork, but you said that you could do this with any kind of meat?
Yeah, chicken, or with anything that you like. So we can put a padayak in.
Mm. We're going to add more fish sauce.
And then you put it into the fire. Then we can for thickening, we can use the sticky rice here, the cooked sticky rice. You can use the sticky rice powder in, but it doesn't give the flavor. Also, when I was young, that if we don't have the food for breakfast for the school, we will get a cooked sticky rice and make it sticky. Then you cook it like that, then you can rub with the egg, then you can eat it.
Did you go to school in the countryside?
Yeah, go to school in the country, yeah. After the school, we go for hunting, for working.
And did you used to go home for lunch and help your family cook?
Yep, so usually in Laos, like you got 1 or 2 hour break. So after school, you go help the farming to cook, or sometimes you go fishing and stuff like that.
When you were growing up, what were some of your favorite foods?
That they bring by the stir fry with some vegetable, and also the olam, which is a stew. Usually we do with a lot of with squirrel and the rat, the dry, smoke and dry rat.
Yeah. And is that something that is quite common to eat in Laos?
It's quite common in Laos. Still now in the country, still common thing that if like young kid, we always take a dog to go for hunting for the rat. And my dad, he loved to do with the trap for the rat. You put bamboo across the river, so like you put a trap in there. So when they cross the bamboo, the bridge, then you trap them in there.
What is the flavor of rat stew?
I mean, because when I grew up, we don't have much variety of food to eat. So usually we grew up with the family, and then that's what they cook for you, and then comfort food, yeah, yeah.
So you grew up in the countryside, but you moved to Long Prabang when you were a young boy to be a novice.
I never been out of village before because my friend, then he became a novice, and I came with him.
Okay. And I want to ask more about your background and how you and Caroline, your partner, started Tamarind Restaurant and Cooking School.
Yeah, so before we started, first they work at the bookshop, and a lot of tourists come to us for Lao cookbook. And then one day I said to Caroline, why don't we make a cookbook? Because you can write in English and I can cook. So she said, why not? And we cook every day, we test out the recipe and everything like that. And then one day then we got the small room. So then we decided to open like a cafe. We opened the cafe for about a year or two, and people who work with us, the first staff is my sister. And then as going, then people interest into the cooking. So that's how we started. So we start with one person, two people. And 3 people said as year grew up.
And you've had the restaurant for 10 years now?
About 10, 11 years. 11 years, about that, yeah.
What do you like most about having the restaurant and the cooking school?
I like the most is the first thing that I explain the Lao food to the tourists. And also myself, I like cooking. Mm. And also I like to experiment and I like to cook different way.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
You're listening to Question Everything on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Carly Sotis, and today I'm all the way across the world in Long Prabang, Laos, speaking with Joy, who's the founder of a wonderful restaurant and cooking school called Tamarind. So today we're in the kitchen speaking with Joy and learning how to make some traditional Lao dishes. So now we're just crushing the sticky rice that we took.
So we bash it up to make basically to make like a powder. Mm. So when you put into the stew, so it doesn't make it when to they melt it.
Mmm. The smoked flavor is really nice. So many different ways to eat sticky rice that I didn't even know about.
And also after you barbecue it, also it's good, you know, the tomato sauce.
And we're going to let this soup sit for about 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes until the eggplant's cooked.
Great.
Okay, so next one we are going to stir fry young pumpkin.
Mm.
So if the skin bit to work on roughly, I mean it tastes a bit nicer than the smooth skin.
Mm.
Sometimes in the market you see the skin a bit bumpy. Mm. I mean that one's good. Okay, so we need to take this. We're going to use some garlic. So in Laos, the best ingredient for cooking, we use lots of garlic, spring onion, coriander, basil, and dill.
So we've got chunks of garlic, slices of ginger. We're going to add a few more peppers after we cut off the stems.
So the pumpkin, so we need to take the seeds.
And are we going to cut it into wedges or slices?
Slices, yeah. Okay, so we've got some pot and we've got some oil here.
We've got the frying pan ready. We're going to add some oil. What kind of oil is this?
This is soya.
Mm, the garlic's really starting to smell good. We're going to add a bit of salt here. So we've got our pumpkin slices. You've got a really nice garden here. So do you grow all of your own vegetables?
Some of it. So we got some spring onion, garlic, and sawtooth, coriander, and got some dill.
Mm.
We got oyster sauce in. And we're gonna naman hoi.
And do we want the pumpkin to be soft?
Not too soft. We want a little bit crunchy. Yeah, that's good. Okay, done.
Looks delicious. Seb.
Are you ready for lunch?
Yes.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And what were you saying about the way that Lao people usually set the dinner table?
We got a pak hao, so we have the Lao table, but not on big level, just on the floor. And we have lots of different things in there, so everybody can share.
On the big round table.
On the big round table.
Nice.
Yeah. There's an olam.
So we've got our olam in a bowl here. Looks so good.
Okay, so in Laos, when we eat, we don't have order like what Western do. Most people just eat what they feel like.
And everybody here gets one spoon and everybody eats from the same bowl, which I find interesting.
Yeah, the spoon we use, but not so much. Most people, lots of the Lao food is quite dry. Mm-hmm. Most people stick right deep in. If you pick something, most people, they pick with their hand. But more important, if you go to eat with the local Lao people, for example, the stick right, you don't finish it. You always leave behind. For example, like the food, when you eat it, you always have a little bit left behind because you finish the not polite. In here, they say, keep for the spirit, or they think that the food not enough.
Oh, I've noticed that when I've eaten with Lao people before, that they always leave just a little bit of food out. So that's really interesting to know. Well, I am full, and this was amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time to cook this delicious meal with me and to teach us all about your background and Lao culture and food. It's been really wonderful to learn from you. And I hope that everyone listening at home has learned something that they can use in the kitchen too.
Thanks for coming. Glad you enjoyed it, the Lao food. I hope that's your taste, not too spicy or anything for you.
It was delicious. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Question Everything. I'm your host, Carly Sotis, and each week we bring you inspiration and insights from creative minds and experts in entrepreneurship, publishing, and design. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can download the show at iTunes, SoundCloud, and at citr.ca.